Brandela.
Hi, hasn't come on yet.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute. Brandy's on as well. Oh, okay.
I'm on mute.
Good morning. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha Fati Serura Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Paharenu Mora. For Cheyenne, since at noon. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrein, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yudkav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlein. Tet Resh, Sadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Erov Tucha, Na'el Agata, Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'er, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tsiakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shinkufal, Sadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alavim, Noseah Won Wachesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty through the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bifilu urhimud hilud hilu urhimud. Le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. B'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kenenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kenenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar. Tanenam dekudsha, Barichu koma de aved, Leela witata, Kolaihu, Yishot Yovada, Dikshot, Beleid lach mila de alma, Divae barnash, Bedaf yalea, Minea ulan haga. Heya kalana dehakuru ovada Big shot in un wicked light spirit, the Alma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. By having the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Tet, spelled within the verse. In all three verses, the separation between the letters of the name is two letters. These two letters in each verse represent the blockages that must be removed in order to reveal the energy of becoming wiser. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'im ad ele lo tishme'u li, ve'asafti li'asra echem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse comes from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta amishenet hakane haratut haze amitraim asher yisameh ishalaruva bekapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Vegam ani hecheleiti hakotecha hashmeim al hatotecha. There's also a verse that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. There are 13 of these verses in the Tanakh. We are studying one each month of this 13-month year, the leap year that we are currently in. The fourth verse, which connects to the month of Tibet, our current month, comes from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 25. Hayiroti mitzafon vayat mi mizrach shemesh yikra bishmi v'yavo seganim kimo chomer u'kmo yotzer yirmas hit. A fifth verse comes from the book of Job. It starts with the letter tet, kaf, and ends with the letter tet. This is from chapter 41, verse 22. Kachtav hadudei chares yir pad charutz aleitit. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. First verse that we study, there are two verses. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkavam non vayichal vayavo Amelech liroto vayomer amnon El hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev Ve'en eshetei levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse comes from Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. And these letters are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiaha wawoni lokisiti Amarti ode ale pashai la donai o hewahe wiata nasata awon fatati sela. The year 5777 is the energy of a wake up as well as the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni tatsipor o yevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tzatzki ach, which translates as a peer-like brothers. When we have the final letters of these words, we create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua. It's chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy as well. The first verse we study is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levi'in ad gelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levi'in yishrei leval lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are the names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Ata'a Prekaha. The second verse we study is from Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu va'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki bi'a yohe adonai yohewahe sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Tamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni adbili ruti. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitabe sham moshavtem elai el nacho vehalakti ifem vechayayim yeshno varetz vehipasti oto bekol alfe yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayov. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in all of the Tanakh with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shacham kata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ba'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada. La awa he he a yozala me be he he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Rayo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo ke ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo ashila me yo he. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ameme nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsare wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu to a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the study of the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he hey yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo. Nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re. Wa, hey, be, yo, a, hey. Ala wa me la yo. Sa he be me ka ko. Ala a he he wa. Lure la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the eighth day of Tevet, one of the most negative days of the year. There's only one tzaddik, or it's actually a tzaddeket, Chaya Mushka, who is the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek, who was one of the seven rebbes of Chabad. And as our normal pattern, we will also connect to the Tzaddikim who leave this evening, the ninth day of Tevet, which is also a very negative day. And then reminding you that on the tenth day of Tevet, there is a daylight fast from sunrise to sunset that's really connecting to the energy of all three of these negative days. The ninth day of Tevet, connecting to Ezra HaSofer, Rabbi Ezra of Gerona, Rabbeinu Yosef, the son of Shmuel HaNagid. He is the son-in-law of Rav Nissim Geon of Kiruan, Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Yidl Weber. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. On the unique astrological times link, the last link on the page, you will find a meditation that it is good to do to unify your soul with Hashem. It's good to do to bring you to connect to the central column of the Tree of Life, and maintain your connection to that central column. Ma'ot yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yusod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, hod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, you are who me will yohu. You are who me will yohu. Netzach. Ye are he me will yohi. Ye are he me will yohi. Ye are he me will yohi. Tiferet. Yo are who me will yohu. Yo are who me will yohu. Yo are who me will yohu. Kubura. Yeah, me will. Yeah, me will. Yeah, me will. Chesed. Yeah, I hear me way yo hair. Yeah, I hear me way yo hair. Yeah, I hear me way yo hair. Bina. Yeah, I hear me way yo hair. Yeah, I hear me way yo hair. Ya ahani wa yo hey, Chachma. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, in case there's anyone in our community who hasn't said the first two lines of the Shema yet today. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say the Kaddish, to use as an elevator as we move towards the connection to our class itself. Yitkadava Yitkadasha Me Rabba, and we all say Amen. Vialma Divra Kirute Viamlich Malchute. V'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye dekol Beit Yisrael. V'agala v'zman kariv, itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase, v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemei dekudsha. Le'ela min kol birkata, Shirata Lutushbechata, the Nehemata da Amiran de Alma, Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shemaya, the Chaim Aleinu Yalko Yisrael, the Imru Amen. O Se Shalom Bim Romal. Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, we all call Yisrael, Ve'imru Amen. We're now going to say again of Hashem Yehud as we start our class. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 8, the right-hand column, it's the Chevre Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 3E, which is Daniel chapter 5. When that opens up, there is a link to the Mechon Mamre for the book of Daniel. Please scroll down to chapter 5. And this is where we will begin. I will, as we've been doing, I will read only the English. That's primarily due to time restrictions. We always all know that the energy is in the Hebrew letters, so it's good to scan the Hebrew as I'm reading the English. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords. And he drank wine before the 1,000. The second verse. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his consorts and his concubines, might drink therein. The third verse. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his lords, his consorts and his concubines, drank in them. The fourth verse. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass and of iron and of wood and of stone. The fifth verse. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the palm of the hand that wrote. The sixth verse. Then the king's countenance was changed in him, and his thoughts affrighted him, and the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. This is describing the knocking knees that frightened people sometimes exhibit. And the joints of his loins were loosed is a polite way of saying that he lost his either his bowels or his urine. The seventh verse. The king cried aloud to bring in the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and declare unto me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall rule as one of three in the kingdom. The eighth verse. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation. Verse 9. Then was King Belshazzar greatly affrighted, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were perplexed. Verse 10. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. The queen spoke and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts of affright thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. The 11th verse. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. And the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made him master of the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The 12th verse. For as much as a surpassing spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and declaring of riddles and loosing of knots were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will declare the interpretation. The 13th verse. Then was Daniel brought in before the king. The king spoke and said unto Daniel, art thou Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Judah? Verse 14, I have heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and surpassing wisdom is found in thee. And the 15th verse, and now the wise men, the enchanters, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not declare the interpretation for the king. Of the thing for the king. Verse 16, but I have heard of thee, that thou canst give interpretations and loose knots. Now if you canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shall rule as one of three in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said, before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself and give thy rewards to another. Nevertheless, I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. The 18th verse. O thou king, God most high gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father the kingdom and the greatness and the glory and the majesty. Verse 19. And because of the greatness that he gave him, all the peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would be raised up, and whom he would, he put down. The 20th verse. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was hardened, that he dealt proudly, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and his glory was taken from him. Verse 21, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. He was fed with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven until he knew that God Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and that he settles up over it whomever he will. He sets up over it whomever he will. Verse 22. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, so thou knowest all of this. Verse 23. But has lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy consorts and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hands thy breath is, and whose are all of thy ways hast thou not glorified. Verse 24. Then was the palm of the hand sent from before him, and this writing was inscribed. Verse 25. And this is the writing that was inscribed. Mene, mene, tekel, uparsin. 26. This is in the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end. Verse 27, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Verse 28, Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Verse 29, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made proclamation concerning him that he should rule as one of three in the kingdom. And on the 30th verse, in that night Belshazzar the Chaldean king was slain. Returning to the handout, according to the dating system of Midrash Seder Olam, Nebuchadnezzar had come to power in Babylon in 3319 and ruled for 45 years until his death in 3364. He was succeeded by his son, Evil-Merodach, who ruled for 23 years, after which Belshazzar Nebuchadnezzar's second son ruled for 2 years until 3389. It was in that year that Darius, king of Media, fought against Belshazzar, killed him, and captured Babylon, as recorded in the closing verse of our present chapter. Thus Babylon ruled for a total of 70 years. Rashi on verse 1 says, we find in Josephus that Belshazzar fought against Darius the Mede and Cyrus, Darius' son-in-law, by day, and conquered them in battle. And in the evening he made his great feast, and it was during the meal that his enemies returned and fought against the city and conquered it. Nebuchadnezzar may have learned God's lesson, but he failed to teach it to his son Belshazzar, who at the height of his drunken jubilation over his imagined victory ordered the gold and silver vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had looted down from the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to be brought out for use in this idolatrous feast. This is an unwritten commentary about holiness. Everything we get connected to the temple in Jerusalem is holy, and it's the highest level of holiness. This is why the Kohanim are able to serve in the temple, why the Leviim are able to serve in the temple, but this more distant from the actual service. We need to understand that we are tamei, we are impure, and our connection to holiness is affected by that impurity. It's something for us to constantly remember and strive to remove as much impurity as we are capable of removing. There are certain levels of impurity that we must wait for Mashiach, the removal of the impurity of death being one of them. The original writing on the wall. The mysterious message of doom that appeared on the walls of Belshazzar's palace at the height of the banquet was inscribed by the fingers of a frightening human-looking hologram of a hand. The Talmud brings a variety of opinions about why neither the king nor any of the Chaldean sages, wizards, astrologers, necromancers, or other diviners could decipher the writing. One is that the script in which the Torah scroll was written changed in the days of Ezra, which were now beginning with the demise of Babylon, and no one knew the new script. Other opinions hold that in any case, the messages were written in the Atbash cipher. And we all know that where the Aleph replaces the Tav and the Bet replaces the Shin. It would appear that since the death of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel had been relegated to a position of lesser influence. But now, while everyone panicked, the queen, the mother, or maybe the wife, suddenly remembered the divinely gifted grace crowned Daniel, who was summoned to foretell the imminent first stage in the collapse of Nebuchadnezzar's dream image of gold, silver, copper, iron, and clay, as he had originally interpreted it, as we discussed in chapter 2, the fall of the golden head, Babylon. Daniel rejected the gifts of purple robes, gold chains, and rule over one-third of the empire that Belshazzar offered him in return for deciphering the message. Daniel did everything not for gain, but only Lishmo, in order to say, the typical translation of lishmo is not, is for its own sake. In order to sanctify the name of God, despite the fact that in speaking to Belshazzar, he knew he was addressing another world autocrat, no less arrogant and ruthless than his father, Daniel did not shrink from delivering his message of reproof and doom. After reminding Belshazzar of the forgotten lesson learned by Nebuchadnezzar, he says, "You, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart. You took the temple vessels and used them to praise gods of silver and gold, copper, iron, wood, and stone that do not see or hear or know anything. But you gave no honor to Hashem, in whose hands are your soul and all of your ways." Each generation has to learn the same lesson again and again. The days of Babylonian supremacy had been numbered and were now complete. Belshazzar had been weighed in the scales and found wanting, and the Babylonian Empire therefore broke in pieces as the ascendant star of Medea rose over the world. That's the end of our handout. We will continue reading Daniel after a break of a week. Next Sunday, we will read about the period of Shovavim, and we will be starting on the 30th of December to start to study the Psalms three times a week, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, as we contemplate the doing the actions of a Tanit Dibur during these 8 weeks of the period of Shovavim. I also will announce that this coming Thursday, this coming Friday, we will not be having our normal Psalms class for my personal reasons that I'm in the process of moving from one apartment to another in the same building. Does anyone have any questions?
Hanok?
Yes?
My friend said to tell you that God bless you and he hopes that you get a better location.
Well, I can tell you that the room number, the apartment number, is changing to 207. So I think that will definitely be a better energy, considering that 207 is the gematria of the word or, which translates in Hebrew as light.
Light, yeah.
I know when we were in the hospital in Lafayette, our room number was 451, that totaled to 10. That was the comfort suite given to VIPs, and we got it. And when I saw the number, I thought of you, because it added up to 10. There was a Sephiro working in our behalf.
I understand.
So
I just caution you, whenever you take the small gematria, and I provided in the gematria section of my emails, so I know it's there, it's a tool, and it's used, but the Ari tells us to be cautious Because right. when we do that, we are concealing many connections. And we're, it's very, as you do that, it's very possible to misinterpret the meaning. But I agree with you that 451 is connecting to the 10 Sephirot.
Right.
Are there any other questions? I bid you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, and I hope you enjoy your last days of shopping for the holiday season for those who are still continuing to do that. Shalom to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.